Town Board Meeting, Wednesday, January 20th, 2016.
I'd like to call the meeting to order.
Councilman Munger?
Present.
Councilman Genzel?
Present.
Supervisor Barrow?
He is absent.
Councilman Boardway?
Present.
Councilman Keating?
Present.
Councilman Munger? Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
With respect to preliminary matters tonight, there are just two small announcements, actually, more than anything else. Correspondence received from the Planning Board. Planning Board meeting was scheduled for Tuesday, January 26th. That is being canceled due to a lack of agenda items at this point in time. The next scheduled Planning Board meeting will be February 9th at 7:30 p.m. And then also received correspondence from Thelma Fowler, Secretary to the Boards, regarding the ZBA. There was no request for variances filed with the Code Enforcement Office prior to the January 14th, 2016 deadline. Therefore, there's no public hearings and no ZBA meeting for Thursday, February 4th, 2016. The next ZBA submission deadline is now February 11th for public hearings that will be held on March 3rd, 2016. Moving on to regular business, correction and adoption of the minutes from our December 28th and January 6th, 2016 meeting. Councilman Kenning.
Thank you. Yeah, I had the opportunity to look over the minutes, and I don't see any corrections or adoptions that need to be made. I would like to make a motion to approve the board meeting minutes for January 6, 2016, and the special board meeting on December 28, 2015.
I believe you should change those to two different motions. Councilman, please.
Okay, sure. I'd like to make a motion to accept the board meeting minutes for January 6, 2016.
Yeah, I'll second that.
And go ahead and end.
Let me finish. Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
No.
Supervisor Barrow is absent, sorry. Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
And go ahead and approve the minutes for the special board meeting, which was held on December 28th, 2015.
And I'll second that also.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
Thank you. With respect to consideration of all the fund bills for the town of Boston, Councilman Munger.
Thank you, Acting Supervisor. I would like to make a motion that we pay all of the fund bills in the amount of $111,264.61.
And I'll second that.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
Thank you. Moving on to correspondence, received one correspondence. Would be filed and received. However, that is a correspondence from the Conservation Advisory Council. Also notifying us that they currently have a lack of agenda items. They do slow down a little bit in the winter months. So their January 13th, 2016 meeting is canceled. Their next scheduled meeting will be February 10th of 2016 at 7 p.m. Those meetings happen downstairs here in the town hall. Moving on to new business. Item number one would be a request from the floor, a 3-minute time limit per person. Please, if you could come to the microphone, we need your name and your address clearly for the record. Make a motion to open the floor.
Second it.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
Hi, my name's Jody. I live on South Avenue Road. We've received the Boston...
Jody, could you please step to the microphone? Sorry.
Can you hear me now?
There you go.
Okay. Boston Town Spirit. Is this going to be monthly, weekly?
It was planned on being published four times a year.
Okay.
Minimally, right now, that's the very first inaugural issue, so...
Okay, why did I receive it twice?
Why did you receive it twice?
Yes.
There must be something wrong with the mailing list.
Yeah, it's expensive. For there to be a mistake like that? It's expensive for there to be a mistake like that?
Yeah, we're having problems with the mail in town in general. There's a lot of confusion going on with that right now.
From the supervisor's office?
No, all the mail is processed in the mail room. It's behind the town clerk's office.
Okay, so it's coming from the supervisor's office.
It's not processed through the town clerk's office. I'm sorry.
So this came from the supervisor twice. So I just wonder what did...
I don't do mail. I'm sorry.
Okay, who does?
That's an issue right now. We've actually just discussed it downstairs.
Okay, I need to know. And I just want to know, why a mistake like that's being made.
As soon as it's resolved, we will let you know.
Okay, you'll let me know personally?
If you want to give me your number, sure.
Ready?
What is it?
Yep. 649-3136. My name's Jody Ryan.
I'm sorry. They were talking...
649-3136. My name is Jody Ryan. And I just think this is expensive. I mean, if you really look at this, this is crazy. I've got neighbors that didn't receive it, and then I received it twice. So the supervisor has to be made aware of his mistakes. So I just wanted to let you know.
Thank you.
A little disappointing.
I just had a quick question about the mailing. When is it mailed out? Because I never got anything. And is there going to be one going out again, for everybody?
Sometime last week. I'm not sure the exact date. And I don't do mailing. It's not my thing.
Okay. Do you know what list they're going after? Okay.
Town list. Town residents.
Okay. I live in town. I haven't got one. So I was curious. That's all. Okay.
All right. No problem.
Mitch Martin from Senator Pat Galvin's office. I am also a town resident. I just want to make everyone aware that this Saturday, the senator is doing an e-cycle event, an electronics recycling event. It's a free event from 9 to 2 this Saturday, and it's at East Aurora Elementary School. I'm trying to think of the name of it.
Parkdale.
Thank you. So if anybody would like to drop off their electronics, we'd be happy to take them from 9 to 2 at Parkdale Elementary. That's all I had. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Martin.
Thank you very much. Okay, no? All right. I'll make a motion to close the floor.
I'll second it.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
Thank you. Moving on to item number 2, the town is in receipt at this point in time, making a motion to accept the annual report from the town clerk's office.
A second.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
And also make a motion at this point in time to accept the annual report from the code enforcement officer.
I'll second.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Gengel?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
We had the chance to do the town office audits earlier this evening. Councilman Genzel?
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Supervisor. This evening before the agenda meeting, we met with all the department heads, and it's a yearly task where the department heads come to the town board and explain what their department does, what their budget needs are, and how their department operates. It was nice to have both new councilmen there for the audit so they could see how each department is working. So at this time, I'll be making five motions all in a row. Each individual department needs a motion to accept their annual audit. So at this time, I make a motion to accept the annual audit of dog control officer.
Second.
Who wants it?
Jake Mailer.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
This time, I make a motion to accept the annual audit of the town clerk's office.
Second.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
This time, I'd like to make a motion to accept the annual audit of the town court office.
Second.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
This time, I make a motion to accept the annual audit of our recreation department.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
This time, I make a motion to accept the annual audit of our town bookkeeper.
Second.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
And thank you, Councilman Genzel. Moving on, the planning board, town planning board is actually fairly busy. It's a good thing. Town of Boston is growing. It's growing with some nice building. It's growing with some commercial development. A lot of this stuff has taken place in the last 6 years. For some reason, prior boards had moratoriums on building. They had moratoriums on business. It was kind of backwards, actually. We fixed that. So our planning board is essential in this town. As such, the members that we have are valued highly, and one of them is Dr. Paul Zaranowski. Dr. Zaranowski has dedicated numerous hours and lots of time to that board. He brings tremendous insight and kind of a down-home feel. He's an orthodontist by trade. He's retired now, but his practice was in Springville, and he's a town of Boston resident. So he's intimately familiar with the needs of this town and brings an excellent viewpoint to that board. At this point in time, his appointment is up. So I have before me at this point a request from David Stringfellow, the chairman of the planning board in the town of Boston, to reappoint Dr. Zaranowski, whose term expires February 1st, 2016. Also noting that for 2015, Dr. Zaranowski served as the vice chairman of that board. He would recommend his appointment for another 7 years, and then the planning board would then designate his chairmanship. I wholeheartedly make this motion.
I second that.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
It's my understanding, Ms. Clerk, that his term will now expire on February 1st of 2023.
That's correct.
Thank you. Number six on our agenda, application for use of town facility is Boston Historical Society, Conservation Advisory Council Fishing Derby. Councilman Kenning.
Thank you. Yes, I have a Town of Boston application for use of facility for the Town of Boston Conservation Advisory Council. They're one of our local groups, and they're having their annual fishing derby Saturday, May 7th from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Is that time available?
It is.
Okay, thank you. So they have, requested permission for use for the town park shelter, the line shelter, the bathroom facilities, and the town fields / ponds, and also the parking. And there are no fees associated because they are a organization within the town. I'd like to make a motion to accept that facility use form.
Second.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Gensel?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
Then an additional application for use of town facilities from the Boston Historical Society for a potluck dinner. Councilman Munger?
Yes, the Boston Historical Society is actually looking to use our facilities, let's see, this says March 1st, is that?
Tuesday, March 1st.
Tuesday, March 1st, okay. From 5 to 9, they are looking to use our community room and the kitchen, planning on 20-plus people. And, of course, the fees are also waived for the Historical Society. So I'd like to make a motion. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Town Clerk, is that date available?
It is.
Thank you. I knew I forgot something. I would like to make a motion that we grant this.
And I'll second that.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Gensel?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
See, now I finally have competition for the best radio voice on the board here. That's just not right.
I've spent a lot of time in front of a microphone.
Number 7 on the agenda, folks, is a list of appointments, essentially some reappointments and some modifications of wages for our Friday night recreation department staff. As you're aware, minimum wage in the New York State rose to $9 per hour as of December 31st, 2015, requiring appropriate increase in salaries for the following individuals. At this point, Melissa McCaffrey is the supervisor Friday Night Rec, $11 per hour. Christina McCaffrey, counselor, $9 per hour. Gina Piazza, counselor, $9 per hour. Elizabeth Piazza, counselor, for $9 per hour. Neil Gardner, counselor, $9 per hour. Gabby Boncall, substitute counselor, $9 per hour. Connor Long, substitute counselor, for $9 per hour. Abby Smolinski is a substitute counselor for $9 per hour. Ashley Jablonski, substitute counselor, for $9 per hour. Caitlin Cleese, substitute counselor, for $9 per hour. And Daniel Janik is a substitute counselor, now at $9 per hour. Based on the recommendation of the recreation director, I make those make a motion to appoint and approve these salaries.
I'll second.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Gensel?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
Number 8 on our agenda, an appointment of Elizabeth Wetzel. Councilman Gensel.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Supervisor. At this time, I'd like to make a motion based on the recommendation, of our Highway Superintendent, Mr. Telak, to recommend the appointment of Elizabeth Wetzel to Highway Clerk position at $11.89 per hour, starting January 13th.
I'll second.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Gensel?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
And number 9 on the agenda, USDA Annual Water District Audit Proposal. What happens with the various water districts in town? Most of those at one point or another were bonded to initially fund the construction of the water districts and to cover the ongoing operating expenses of some of those water districts. Because some of that funding did in fact come from the USDA, they do require an annual audit of the water district's finances. Essentially, what that is, that's just reviewing the usage, reviewing that we're billing the users of that district properly, that we're collecting the funds, and that we're doing everything in our power to report the funds that are not collected, and that the district is essentially being maintained properly in accordance with USDA standards. We have used a gentleman named Mark Adamchek for quite some time to perform these audits. We did seek out a proposal from Mark to do the audit for 2015. His price came in at $1,350 for the required audit. He did offer us services for a townwide audit, which we're going to hold off on at this point in time. So at this point in time, I make a motion that we approve the $1,350 as the required water district audit for 2015 to Mark Adamchek.
Second.
I'm sorry, who is that?
Yeah. Second.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
And then just number 10, wrapping up the items on the regular agenda for new business today. We've received a correspondence from Kathy Pajaclo, who's the chairman of our zoning board of appeals. At this time, she's requesting authorization from the town board to attend the NYPF conference. This will be held April 17th of 2016 to April 19th of 2016 in Saratoga, New York. It's my understanding it's a full registration on Sunday. Monday is a full day of classes, half a day of classes and registration on Tuesday. We'll give her some of the required certifications and or qualifications she needs to hold the position on the ZBA in town. As we've talked about before, the town values, of course, the volunteers that we do have on the mandated boards. They provide an invaluable service to this town. The board has discussed this downstairs today. At this point in time, do make a motion to authorize the attendance at the NYPF conference for Kathy Pajaclo from April 17th to April 19th of 2016. This will include the cost of the conference itself and the customary per diem and travel expenses.
A second.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion is carried.
We have no old business appearing on today's agenda. Excuse me?
She asked me what the NYPF stood for.
It's
all New York State
Penny
Federation.
You're moving right to reports and presentations, Ms. Town Clerk.
You'll see I have my monthly report for December. And just to report that the next unit's blood drive will be held in the community room on February 16th of this year, and that goes from 2:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. And then the other thing I have is that legislator John Mills will be holding a HEAP outreach for residents. Unfortunately, not yet in the town of Boston, but it'll be held on Monday, February 1st from 9 to 4 p.m. at the Concord Town Hall Auditorium. And that's at 86 Franklin Street in Springville. That's all I have for you.
Thank you. Highway Superintendent Tulak.
Yes, the highway workers have been fairly busy plowing the last few weeks. They haven't been plowing. They've been working on trucks. So when they're not doing that, they've been out picking up Christmas trees that have been put out by the road, and that's pretty much winding down. They were out today. But I'm sure there'll be a few more this weekend, so if you got a tree put out, we'll be around to pick it up. That's all I have tonight.
Thank you.
I don't think I have anything, but Mr. Councilman.
Thank you, Town Attorney Kobioka. Councilman Munger.
Just commend Bob and all the hard work that him and his team are doing. I've definitely noticed that the town roads have been looking good. Can't always say the same for the county, but at least our town's taken care of. That's all. Sorry.
And Councilman Genzel.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Supervisor. Last meeting, we had quite a lot on the agenda, so I couldn't make the my typical reports for the end of the year. So at this time, concerning the fire companies, our Boston EMS, I have the totals for the year of 2015. The North Boston Fire Company responded to 106 calls. The Boston Fire Company responded to 85 calls. The Patch Fire Company responded to 125 calls, and our Boston EMS responded to 491 calls. We do have two members here in the audience from the Boston EMS, so I'd like to say, you know, thank you for your dedication and your hard work. It does not go unrecognized. I receive all the calls, all the texts on where you guys are at, and it's just amazing how many calls you respond to with your group. We thank you, as we thank our first responders from all our fire companies. The town is well protected. We're very proud to have all of them here under our umbrella, and we hope they all stay safe. The other thing on a sad note, sympathy goes out to the Carr and the Mead family, the passing of Robin Mead this past week. She was a dedicated member of this community. For those that knew her, she was an exceptional lady. I'm proud to call her a friend and also her family members. We just send out our sympathy from this board to her family. She was a nice lady. On your engineering report, the sign in town, we are getting closer, folks. It's amazing how much you have to do to get stuff figured out when the government's wheels are turning. We have a surveyor who has been hired to locate the sign, and he is almost done with the survey showing the location of where the sign's going to be, possibly inside the right-of-way of the road, which entails getting a permit from the New York State Highway Department, so that those wheels are turning. We've been fortunate enough to have a mild winter here so far, so we will be able to tent that and construct that sign as soon as we get all the approvals. We also have a turnaround up on the infamous Mr. Keurig and Mr. Burns' road there at Chestnut Lane. We received a revised copy of the turnaround, which I handed off to Mr. Telak for him and his crew to take a look at. We moved it a hair to avoid some conflicts with some utilities. Before we do anything, of course, we're doing the approval of the Highway Department, the approval of the landowner, and then we can move forward with putting in a safe turnaround up there. So I know, again, things take a while. We'll wait and hear from Bob and his crew to see what they think. The driveway out front, the engineer's been working on curbing. We received some money from FEMA, and we need to repair some of the asphalt around the town hall. So we're going to put in some curbing there to control the new asphalt, dress up the front of the town hall, make it look like a nice atmosphere out front. I think it'll add to our curb appeal there when our parks department puts the beautiful flowers in, and we all appreciate the colors out there in the spring. So stay tuned on those few subjects. One of my favorite things is the Christmas lighting committee. This year we had a total of $1,450 donated. I mean, for the last 6 years, we get more and more donated. Really shows how much the public appreciates the Christmas lighting that our parks crew puts up, takes down stores. You got to be careful with these items. They put them away. They take care of them. We really thank everyone out there, the businesses, the individuals that donate to this fine collection of lights. It's wonderful. So we thank anybody out there in our audience that may have donated. We really appreciate it, and the town citizens really appreciate it. On that note, Mr. Deputy Supervisor, I have nothing else. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Genzel. Councilman Keating.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Supervisor. I have a few things. Currently, for anyone that hasn't heard yet, I'm kind of in the process of working with the senior citizens when I was out campaigning. A lot of senior citizens had asked why we don't have a better senior transport service in our community, while other areas such as Springville don't have or have a better service than what we offer. So I'm going to be meeting with both of the groups. I'm in the process of scheduling dates to meet with them, just to kind of do it's called a needs assessment, something I've done back in my project management background, but essentially go into a group of people, find out what their needs are, what they want, of course bring that back to the table. We as a board will assess to see what the feasibility of that is, and if that's something we can either do ourselves or partner with another group. But I hope to report on that, a little more on that towards the end of February. In regards to the emergency squad, I know they're here tonight, but I had my first opportunity to meet them, and also for myself to introduce myself to them. And everything went very well. I'm looking forward to working with them. That's one of my background and histories. When I lived in Syracuse, New York, I was a fireman and an ambulance corpsman myself. So hopefully I can help them out in any possible way, and also recruit for them. If anybody is interested in becoming an EMT or paramedic, please see our folks at the Boston EMS. In regards to the CAC, one thing I did not report on at the last meeting was that our
Conservation Advisory Council has a new fishing derby sign, which is something we were able to secure. We've had an older one that hasn't been as aesthetically pleasing, and we figured the sign didn't get something that matched our flyers that everybody sees throughout our town. So we went ahead and had some new signs made up with the same material that you see around town when the campaign signs go up, same type of materials, as a marine-grade plywood backer between the two. So we hope to receive quite a few more years of longevity out of that, and also something to make our town look nice. And actually, Mitch had covered everything from Pat Galvin. I was going to touch base on that, but yeah, please, if you do have any electronics, please take make sure you take a part in the event or an Easter Aurora for electronics recycling. I just attended a NEST meeting here for Erie County, and that is one of the big hurdles that we all have right now, just because, as we all know, that your old TVs, VCRs, DVD players, whatever they may be, some things are not being able to be picked up just as you leave them out there for your trash like they used to be. So please take advantage of that recycling event and help keep our community green. And that is all I have at this time. Thank you.
Cosmo Giving, thank you very much. First of all, on behalf of Supervisor Ballard, we apologize for not being here tonight. It was sort of last minute. He was definitely not feeling good when I spoke with him earlier this afternoon and this morning and later this afternoon. But the one thing he wanted to specifically point out is by now everybody has received or more than likely received your tax rebate from New York State. It was interesting because that was sent to everybody in a little envelope. It didn't really give you an explanation. It didn't explain much of anything at all. So you had the onus to kind of investigate and look out why you got that money. It wasn't income taxes. It wasn't anything else. That is actually a direct result of the action in part of our state legislature and this town board keeping your property taxes well under the mandated cap. The way the governor has and the legislature has approved this program now where these 2% tax caps exist, and it's not really 2%, but it's extremely technical to explain it. The town can't increase the taxes on you more than 2%. It's a lower number than that. But what that does, it forces more or less mandates the towns to be able to have their citizens get these rebates by us controlling the bottom line, watching the budget, watching the fiscal end of the town of Boston, without pushing up these revenues, without pushing these revenues beyond that cap. We have been able to do that now for 6 years. Anybody who's laid their tax bills out on their counter will see that there's been no increases. That's why that check was sent to everybody in the town. It's a different amount. It varies. There's a lot of things that went into the calculation on how much you got. But again, it's a direct result of the actions of the five folks that sit on this board, the hard work of everybody in this town that does their best every single day they come to work in this building to make sure that what Marty thinks about, what we all throw into the pot, happens, and it happens in a financially efficient manner, and the services continue. The services obviously have increased. You look at our parks, you look at everything that goes on around here, and you're still able to get that check in the mail. So Marty wanted to make a big point of that this evening, and I told him I would do that. On my own behalf, obviously, I'd like to, of course, welcome Mitch Martin is here again. He is a representative of Pat Galvin, our state senator's office. Mitch, through his work and through Senator Galvin's office, the senator is an invaluable resource for our town. We are blessed, essentially, in this particular area of Erie County to have super strong voices in Albany, Assemblyman DiPietro and Senator Galvin. Unwavering in their support for local government right here in this town, and we all have probably their cell phone numbers and our cell phones. We all have a rapport with them. Mitch lives a couple houses from me, so I can knock on his door about any time. So again, invaluable resources to have. And coming out to the meeting, we thank you for the presence here, and of course, pass it on to the senator. Also, Tom Flynn. Tom Flynn is here also. Tom Flynn is a Boston resident who is the only Boston resident who's actually on the Hamburg School Board. Hamburg School is, of course, our largest school district in the town of Boston. Extremely fiscally responsible board up there right now. It's been a tremendous turnaround since Tom's been on, and some of the other members that have come on in the past. We thank you for being here. Of course, having a resource for the first time
having years and probably decades having an actual board member that lives in our town is a good benefit. It's a tremendous benefit to us. These audit meetings we had earlier this evening that Councilman Genzel talked about, what that is, again, that's just a rubber stamp of the fiscal responsibility this board maintains for the taxpayers. You got to keep in mind, we're five gentlemen up here that are all sworn by an oath to look out for nothing but the taxpayers. Nothing we do is meant to ever look out for ourselves. There's no reason for that. What happens is, once a year, they state mandates that any department in town that handles money, handles funds, either taking funds in or dispersing funds, has to make a presentation to the town board, because ultimately we are responsible for those books. And they present to us, we look at the books, we make sure everything balanced. We look at every single penny that comes in these doors and where every single penny goes. That took place tonight. So everybody sees us sitting up here for an hour and a half or so every other week, and it's like, oh, it's a great job. Boy, I want to get that job. It's not just that. There's a lot more that goes on, the day-to-day operations of the town of Boston. We just need to let you guys know that sometimes, because it's unfortunate, but things get passed around that we're really not doing anything, and that's certainly not the case. Other than that, at this point, I'd like to thank the state police. New York State Police have had a presence at our meeting now for the last two meetings in a row. Certainly thank them for being here. That's necessary sometimes. And other than that, I make a motion at this point in time that we close this meeting.
A second.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
What time is it? Getting a glare off. 8:14? It almost looks like 8:40 to me. I can't. It's got a glare.